cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's turn from time and away we go. Another opening us, another opening up, another star.
It's been a terrific High School Musical preview season. Small ensembles, larger casts, and creativity taking a dare with flair. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Mazzarella, and on today's final broadcast for the 2017 season, two schools with two entirely different presentations. Old Forge High School students take on the Roaring Twenties, filled with music, murder, sensationalism, and showbiz, in their 2017 production, Chicago. The cast performed excerpts from the show and discussed their interpretation of the more mature-related themes. Here are a few highlights from the upcoming show.
Town and all that jazz. I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down and all that jazz. Start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz. Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes and all that jazz. I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues and all that jazz. Hold on, hun, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought you aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz.
Skidoo.
And all that jazz.
Hacha.
Whoopee. And all that jazz.
Ha. Ha. Ha.
It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl for all that jazz.
No, her husband is not at home.
Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose. And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
Right up here is where I store the juice. And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet you walk it long, he never wants a why. Cause in the stratosphere, how can he lend me? That jazz.
Oh, you're gonna see her sheba shimmy shake
and all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break
and all that jazz.
Show her where to park her girdle. Oh, her mother's blooded curdle. If she hear her baby's queer for all that jazz.
All that jazz.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah? Nobody walks out on me.
But sweetheart.
Don't sweetheart me, you son of a...
Roxy, please.
Hatcha. Whoopee. Jazz.
Oh, I gotta pee.
What an opening number. All That Jazz from Chicago. The cast of Old Forge High School here in WVIA's Sordoni Theater as they're getting ready to open their spring musical on the 5th of May. So if you can all line up by the microphones and tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Jenny Thomas and I will be playing Roxy Hart.
Hi, my name is Gabriella Williams and I am the role of Velma Kelly.
Hi, I'm Earl Tellerico and I will be playing the role of Billy Flynn.
Hi, I'm Trevor Brown, and I'll be playing the role as Amos.
Okay, very good. Now, this is a small cast with lots of stories to tell. And Roxy, in that particular song that we just heard, you did something kind of nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when you came into the studio, you're such a sweet person, such a sweet demeanor. What possessed you to do what you did?
Well, Roxy kind of doesn't know where she is in life yet. She's always wanted to be famous and always be on the stage. But right now, she's not in the place where she is. She's just a chorus dancer. So right now, she's kind of just opening up and trying new things. And she commits an act of adultery, which is, as you know, not very good. But later on in the show, it actually shows that she finds herself and she's able to open up and follow her dreams like she always wanted to.
And Velma, the wonderful singer for All That Jazz, the lead singer for All That Jazz, you too had gotten into some sort of, let's call it a lot of heat surrounding your character.
Absolutely. Velma Kelly almost made it. She was a showgirl and she was right about to be famous and she ended up killing her sister and her husband and got herself in prison. She did it.
She did it? Did you have a smile on your
face?
Yes,
she's sassy and confident, even though she did it and still claims she didn't do it, but we all know she did.
And that's where Billy Flynn comes in, because he represents both of you ladies while you're in jail. Billy Flynn, are you an honorable man?
I'm a very honorable man. Mm-hmm. Billy Flynn's character is definitely a cross between a lounge lizard and a used cars salesman, in my opinion. He shows everyone what to do, basically. He's the guy, kind of guy that you want in your corner, but you don't have his $5,000. He can't help you.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Amos. Sweet Amos. And that happens to be Roxy's husband, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, Amos, how did you get involved with Roxy? What was the attraction?
She seemed cute.
She was cute. Let's talk to Paige Bolitsky, because this is a show that has a lot of different types of elements. A lot of them, this is a high school production, but a lot of these elements are very grown up in intent. A lot of sensual things going on, a lot of lyrics that are very sensual, and of course the Bob Fosse moves with regard to Chicago, which are signature to this piece. How and why did you choose Chicago, Paige?
We've wanted to do it for a while at Old Forge, but they would not release rights to high schools. We're the first ones actually to get the rights to Chicago for the high schools. We sat with the principal and the superintendent, and I said, listen, you know, we have the talent to do this. I can clean up the lyric. I can clean up the dances. Our choreographer, Sandy Graham, has done an outstanding job keeping it sensual but not over the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the play, where we can get tickets, when it's going to happen.
Sure. We open May 5th, and we only do two evenings. So May 5th and 6th, 7 p.m. at the Old Forge Junior Senior High School. That's at 300 Marion Street in Old Forge. Tickets are sold only at the door.
Thank you so much. I don't want to leave you right now, but because I know you have another song prepared for me, and I can't wait to hear it. And this is going to be, again, from Chicago, All I Care About, featuring Billy Flynn, Earl Tallarico, and the cast, the Girls of Chicago, here on WVIA's High School Musical Preview.
Is everybody ready? Hit it. I don't care about expensive things, cashmere coats, diamond rings, don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
That's what he's here for.
I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats, don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying,
I need you.
Let me see her standing there and honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire, Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Maybe you think I'm talking about physical love. Well, I'm not. Not just physical love. There's other kinds of love, like love of justice, love of legal procedure. Love of lending a hand to someone who really needs you. Love of your fellow man. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. And physical love ain't so bad either. It may sound odd. All I care about is love.
That's what he's here for.
Boo, 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 boo. Honest to God, all I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Show me long raven hair flowing down about to there. Let me see her running free. Keep your money, that's enough for me. I don't care for driving Packard cars, smoking long buck cigars. No, no, not me. All I care about is doing the guy in who's picking on you, twisting the wrist that's turning the screw. All I care about.
Cast members from Old Forge High School's spring production, Chicago, on WVIA-FM. The energetic cast from Lake Lehman High School recently brought the Emerald City to WVIA's Sordoni Theater with highlights from The Wizard of Oz. Here are a few memorable excerpts on WVIA-FM.
Really do come true.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me.
I can't attend to you here and now as I'd like, but I'll have those ruby slippers and my revenge too. So just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
We represent the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League, and in the name of the Lullaby League, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land. We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, and in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land. We welcome you to Munchkin Land. Tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la.
From now on, you'll be history.
You'll be his.
You'll be his.
You'll be history.
Terrific medley, and something that we don't usually hear from the Wizard of Oz. You know, many times we have had schools coming in doing the signature pieces, the signature songs, and we never heard from Munchkin Land today. So I'm so delighted that we heard from Dorothy, who started us off, and of course, the Munchkins doing a wonderful job. There are quite a few of you here, so if you can just kind of line up by the microphone, tell us your real name and your character, please.
I'm Zachary Gable. I'm a senior, and I play the Tin Man.
Hey, Zach.
My name's Aaliyah Ashton. I'm a junior, and I play the Wicked Witch of the West.
Very good.
Hello, I'm Eva Ciccarella. I'm a sophomore, and I play the Mayor Munchkin.
My name is Paige Eisworth. I'm a sophomore, and I play Zeke, one of the farmhands.
My name is Hannah Thomas. I'm a junior, and I play Miss Gulch.
I'm Caitlin Sinkavage. I'm a senior, and I play Dorothy Gale.
I'm Olivia Anderson. I'm a freshman, and I play Glinda.
My name is Kelly Zimmerman. I'm a seventh grader, and I play the Coroner Munchkin.
Hi, everyone. My name is Courtney Richards. I'm a junior, and I play the Scarecrow.
Hi, my name is Erin McLaughlin. I'm in eighth grade, and I play the Cowardly Lion.
Hi, my name is Julia Buckholz. I'm a sophomore, and I play Professor Marvel.
Wait a minute, time out, stop the music. Eighth grade? Where are you, you eighth grader in a high school musical? Oh my goodness, and you're the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's awesome. Now, you know Bert Lahr, the musical. You've seen it many, many, many times. How on earth are you going to pull off the Cowardly Lion?
Well, The Wizard of Oz has been a movie that I've loved since I was very little, and The Cowardly Lion has been a role that I've always wanted to play. I've been singing If I Were the King of the Forest since I was probably 5 years old, so.
That's wonderful. Congratulations, you're a part of the high school cast here. This is wonderful. May you have many, many fine productions in your school career. Let's start off with Dorothy, though. Tell us what Dorothy means to you.
Well, Dorothy means to me. She embodies me in a way. Like, I can relate to her so much because she's so kind and loyal, and she never gives up.
That's neat. That's really wonderful to be able to have the same role she did, and now you're going to be center stage doing exactly the same thing. That's uh-huh. wonderful.
Thank you.
The Wicked Witch, Aaliyah. I've seen you before, and you're such a beautiful girl, and you're wearing this pointy hat here in the Sordoni Theater. I didn't know you could make your voice sound so evil.
I didn't either.
Where did that come from?
Oh, lots and lots of practice.
Wonderful. You did a great job. And you're just your face distorted and everything. It was awesome to see. And let's talk to the Tin Man. You're the fellow that doesn't have the heart, right? Or wishes
no heart.
For the heart.
No,
yeah, but
no
you,
heart for me.
You realize in the show, though, that you really did have a heart.
He does realize that he gets his heart by the end.
Mm-hmm. And what does this role mean to you?
With a show like The Wizard of Oz, with such a weird and really zany kind of cast, it was hard to personally draw any kind of parallels to a man made out of tin. So I ended up going on and doing some research of my own, and basically the entirety of the book is a giant analogy to World War II, and the tinsmith in particular stands for the working class that got kind of left behind and dehumanized once the Depression hit after the war ended. And that's why he's a man made of tin. He's no longer a man. Mm-hmm. He's no longer viewed as such.
Wow, I love his analogy of that. Beautifully done. You really got into the character. And how about the Scarecrow?
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Again, another female doing a predominantly male role.
Yeah, it's been quite a challenge.
Tell me all about how you're going to interpret the Scarecrow, Courtney.
I see the Scarecrow. When I look at him, I kind of see myself in him. He's very goofy, very lovable, and he's always there to protect Dorothy or the Tin Man or the Cowardly Lion. And I see all of those characteristics in him and myself. And like you said, it's definitely been a challenge playing a male role. I have to act like a man. I have to sing like a man, and I have to talk like a man and walk like a man, too. So it's definitely been a challenge, but I think I'm handling it pretty well, and it can only get better from here.
And Glinda the Good Witch, you are a freshman. Your first show. How does it feel to be in the bubble there, making sure that you're like sort of the heroine of Oz?
It feels great, honestly. I love it. I think that when I was a little girl, Glinda always kind of stood out in the movie. You always kind of wanted to grow up and be like Glinda. She's so poised, and just everyone seems to look up to her. And I mean, she protects everyone. She protects Dorothy. I think that she's just a good role model.
I would very much like to speak with Gina Major right now. How can we, where can we get tickets to see this wonderful show?
570-690-1482. 690-1482.
Now, when is the show going to take place?
May 5th, Friday, 7 p.m. May 6th, Saturday, 7 p.m. May 7th, Sunday, 2 p.m.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to just do some rearranging here in the Sordoni Theater because we're going to be getting the main characters from The Wizard of Oz to be doing another medley from the show. We heard from Munchkin Land and the Munchkins, and now we're going to be hearing from the main characters that comprise the wonderful cast from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz here on WVIA.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I've never thunk before.
And then you'd sit and think some more.
Gosh, it would be awful pleasing to reason out of reason for things I can't explain. Then perhaps I'd deserve ya and be even worthy of ya if I only had a brain. If I only had a brain. Well, where's Kansas?
That's where I live, and I want to get back there so badly I'm going all the way to the Emerald City to get the Wizard of Oz to help.
Well, you're going to see the wizard.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you think that if I went with you, this wizard would give me a brain?
I couldn't say. But even if he didn't, you'd be no worse off than you are now.
Well, that's true.
Oh, I may be presuming that I could be kind of human. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows.
You can stay young and chipper.
And I'd lock it with the zipper if I only...
If you only...
If you only had a heart. Well, suppose he wouldn't give me one when we got there.
Oh, but he will! He must! We've come such a long way already!
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
The cast from Lake Lehman's 2017 production, The Wizard of Oz, opening May 5th through May 7th. WVIA's Director of Educational Services is Andrea O'Neill. Our recording and post-production engineer is Paul Lazar. I'm Lisa Mazzarella. A standing ovation to each of you for celebrating our talented high school students and teachers here on WVIA's High School Musical Preview.